The train departs from Lagos, Nigeria's largest city, every Friday at noon, or thereabouts. When we arrive at the station at 9 a.m., the ticket lines are already thick. When the journey begins, passengers sitting everywhere, from the economy class to the private cabins, appear eager at seeing Nigeria by train. Tickets cost between $12 and $30, and passenger Aisha Mohammed Shuaib says it's cheaper than the bus and much safer than the roads.
The roads are bad. Sometimes I'm robbers. That's why I'm fearing the road, because it happens to me. When I was coming from Kano to Lagos, I take the same bus with armed robbers. You can imagine, 8 armed robbers in the bus. We are heading to Lagos.
As we make our way out of town, passengers watch the tropical southern countryside pass by. Except in the first-class car and private cabins, there is no air conditioning. At every station stop, locals hawk sodas, bags of water, nuts, and fruit. There are no stairs to board the train and no conductors yelling, "All aboard." When the train starts moving, passengers scramble on. The train usually moves much slower than the promised maximum speed of 50 kilometers an hour. By nightfall, we are still in the south. The next morning, the scenery has changed, and we are in the arid north. Despite the progress, the mood has darkened in the economy cabins. At every stop overnight, more and more passengers crammed in.
I've been standing for past 5 hours, and some have been standing for 7 or 8 hours now.
As the day wears on, it only gets worse. By afternoon, the coach cabins are so packed that every bit of floor space is taken and luggage is piled in the bathrooms. We reach Kaduna around 6 o'clock, the time we were expecting to arrive in Kano, about 200 kilometers away. Security warns us we are now in a region known for violence.
Kano is one of the most security dangerous areas that we need to be on our toes. We are on our optimum vigilance. As we are going to Kano, watch out to every passenger that come in.
Around 1:30 in the morning, the train finally rolls into the dark Kano train station. After 37 and a half hours, in a city officials say is now the heart of the Boko Haram insurgency, the exhausted passengers hit the road quickly. Back on the train, staffers prepare for the ride back across Nigeria. Heather Murdoch for VOA News on the Lagos Kano Railway.